I might have to do a bit of a disclaimer for a lot of these book club tales this month. This story in particular, I only ended up reading the first page of the Literotica story before inspiration hit, and I ran off to record this bimbo mode tale for you. It's, of course, very different from how the rest of the Literotica story goes, but I did read the ending, and damn if that wasn't a hot tale as well. It might inspire a future audio, too. Just keep in mind that the full Literotica tale does contain some cuckold and interracial themes, so if that's not your thing, feel free to skip reading the tale and just enjoy my audio-inspired creation, which is coming up right now. Any minute now, my boss's door is going to open. He's going to call me into his office to tell me I'm fired. Me, employee of the year, 3 years running, the smartest female the company's ever had. I've already been given a few stern warnings, so I just know I'm being fired. Especially because the boss insisted I come into the office in person today. I work fully remote. Always have. I haven't been to the office since Christmas last year. Not that I blame my boss for reprimanding me. My work has suffered lately. No, I don't blame my boss. I blame my asshole ex-boyfriend. He's the one that convinced me that I could be the whole package of sexy and smart if I'd only get my boobs done. Obviously, I didn't intend to go so big, or to accept the plastic surgeon's offer to get my lips filled too for a fraction of the cost. But because I agreed to do both procedures, the surgeon had switched my appointment to earlier in the day than originally scheduled, and when I arrived home an hour earlier than expected, I found my boyfriend fucking one of his co-workers on our kitchen table. So, in the space of just a few months, I lost my job, my apartment, half my wardrobe, since I naively believed my boyfriend when he said a triple D cup size wasn't too big for my small frame. Now none of my tops fit me anymore, and I'm gonna lose my job because I can't seem to focus on my work. My brain is always clouded and... Oh, damn. Is that the new intern who just walked by? I bet he's hung like a horse. I think I can smell the cum in his balls. I'm so hungry. Fuck! See what I mean? This happens all the time now, too. My brain just switches from smart and sensible to what I've been calling bimbo mode whenever men are around. It probably doesn't help that I'm still adjusting to being so top-heavy, bumping my big breasts into everything, walls, the steering wheel, men as they walk by. My nipples are so sensitive, too. Like a few weeks ago at the grocery store, my nipples brushed up against the shopping cart while a hot guy walked by. And I swear, I started sinking down to my knees to suck his cock. Thankfully, he didn't notice. And then last week, I got pulled over by an officer because my headlight was out. One of the things my boyfriend used to handle. But I swear, when the officer walked up to my driver's side window and all I could see was the bulge in his uniform pants, I started salivating. I think I even accidentally brushed my cheek against his crotch. Needless to say, he let me off with a warning while staring at my chest. Plus, he's going to come by and help me replace my headlight in a few days. And I know I'll be showing him my new headlights, too. Which, like I was saying, are so sensitive. Even just the feel of them grazing against my top right now has me aching. Sometimes I just can't help but touch myself. Like this. I know people say that nipple sensitivity decreases after a boob job. But not for me. Mine have become extra sensitive. Which is probably why I'm always so horny and wet and craving cock. Shit, that's my boss. Hi, sir. Oh no. What was I gonna say? My mind's gone blank. This is no time for bimbo mode. For an older, stern man, my boss is really sexy. How come I never noticed that before? I wonder what his cock tastes like. Oh, damn. Snap out of it. At least he doesn't look angry like he did on a Zoom call the other day. He's not the type of man that can stand for less than 110% from his employees. I'm very sorry about my work lately, what? Different. I guess I do look different. Do you like how I look? Oh no, not bimbo mode again. Why did I ask that? Of course he doesn't. Who would want a big-titted, puffy-lipped bimbo working for his government-funded research facility? You do. It explains a lot. I know you're upset with me, sir. You aren't? But I thought I was in trouble. My work's been so terrible lately. Yes, you do give me a lot of difficult tasks. I have been trying my best. Oh, thank you, sir. I guess I am just overloaded. I have so much to handle. What? You think I should start coming into the office daily instead of working remote? So you can help me with my projects personally? You do that for me, sir? That's so generous. But I live much farther away from the office than I did before. You'll pay for my transportation, too. It's just that I also don't have many work clothes that fit. Even now, this top is so tight. It makes me ache. You know, right here, sir. Oh, fuck, why am I rubbing my nipples? Oh. You noticed? And you'd be willing to include some new clothes in the budget, too. As long as you'd be the one helping me pick them out. Really? Oh, thank you, sir! Thank you, thank you! Oh my! I know I shouldn't have come around your desk to hug you and shower your face with kisses. That was very unprofessional, wasn't it? But I was just so sure I was getting fired. I'm so grateful I could just burst with joy! Uh-oh! Speaking of bursting, I seem to have lost a few buttons in all the excitement. That's been happening a lot. Now my huge titties are busting out of my blouse. Let me just get down on my knees and see if I can find the buttons. I can be so clumsy these days. Oh, my sir. Is that your cock out of your pants? It's so big. Were you stroking it under your desk? I know why. You like my new titties, don't you? No, I don't mind. Why on earth would I mind? Now I forget why I was down here. I was gonna take my top off and suck your dick. Oh, I was? Okay. Oh, feels so good to let my big titties free. I asked the surgeon to give me permanently perky nipples. My ex said they'd make a statement. They do? What do you think they say, sir? They're just screaming to be manhandled. Goody. That's exactly what I want them to say. Manhandle these big pleasure puppies. Oh, yes. Put your big warm hands on them like that, sir. Oh, really? You really like them? Yes, they are firm and so sensitive. You like it when I lick my big, pouty, glossy lips? Yes, you were right about them, too. They were made for sucking cock. Can I suck yours, sir? Oh, your cock tastes so good, sir. You like the way I slurp on your paw? Oh, I do love dick, sir. It's so yummy. I can't get enough of it. I love making fat cocks just explode into my mouth. That burst of creamy cum is so good. Although, I'm still getting used to these swollen lips. A lot of cum ends up dripping down on my bottom lip and my chin and all over these titties. What? You want me looking up at you when I suck you? You want to see my bimbo lips working your dick? See my makeup running? Like this? I never wore much makeup before, but I think it goes well with the new me, don't you? Big fluttery lashes with drooling mascara from sucking cock, making me look like a bukkake porn star. What? Where did I learn to suck cock like this? I don't know. I think I just love it so much. It shows in how well I work my tongue around your hard dick. Swirling and sucking and spitting and slurping. Don't you think so, sir? Don't I look like I love sucking your dick? Doesn't it feel like it? The way I use my hand to jack your spit-soaked shaft off, swirling and pumping while I work my tongue on your head, taking it deeper and sucking even harder. Mm-hmm. Oh, you said a bad word, sir. Oh, you said it again. Is that because my glossy, pouty lips are going to make your cock come? Oh, yes. I want your cum, sir. Please. I'm working so hard for it. Showing off my new titties. Sucking so deep. Please. Oh, yummy, yummy. Come on my lips and my titties. Oh, I just love that creamy goodness. I'm a mess, aren't I? Oh, good idea, sir. We should go shopping for my new work clothes now. My blouse is ruined. Oh, I love that store. I never would shop there before. But now that I have the body for the skin-tight revealing tops they sell, I think it's the perfect place. What's that, sir? I'm gonna need more than just tops. I'll need some high heels and stockings with garters, short skirts and see-through blouses, too. You'll spoil me, sir. At least I won't need any bras. I'm all set. Oh, you're right. I did almost forget to bend over and grab my purse. Oh, sir. Did you just slip your big hard cock into my pussy? You aren't so bad. Oh, I love getting down on all fours to get fucked on your office floor like the perfect bimbo. Wow, your cock is so big. My little hole is so tight. Yes, I want to be your cum hole, sir. That's what I'm best at now. Showing off my huge tits and being a cum hole for cock. Oh, of course they don't even bounce when you pound into me. I made sure they were extra firm and extra big, just like a true bimbo. Brains don't matter. Only cocks and cum. Let me show you. Let me be your cum hole. Please, fill my hole with cum. Please, sir. Please. Oh. Oh. Yes. Yes. Nothing feels better than a fresh hot load of cum deep inside me. Okay, I've got my purse now, sir. Should I just leave your cum dripping down my thighs while we head off? Goody. I like the feel of jizz squishing between them as we shop. Okay, sir. I'm all set.